Today's shiur, Bishop Yaimi, is Siman Shin Lamed Tes in the middle of Sif Dalid, and going through a whole bunch of different things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And he was up to Velo Cholzen, Chalitza, Velo Miyavmin. So you can't do Chalitza, as you all know what Chalitza is. Chalitza is someone who doesn't want to do Yibum. So he does Chalitza, because in order for a Yavama to remarry, she needs to have Chalitza done by the Yavam. Velo Miyavmin, also Yibum, which is the brother of the husband who died without any kids, goes ahead and does Yibum. He actually goes ahead and has Bia with her, and they become married through what's called Yibum. So neither of those things should be done on Shabbos. The ain't konsin. And also Chuppah is also not done. Right? Before we had Lo Mekadshin. Yesterday we had, you can't do Kiddushin. And now it's saying, even if you had Kiddushin, you can't have Kenisa L'Chuppah. Lo konsin. Ain't konsin. So let's look at these different things. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Below Cholzen, what's the problem with doing Chalitza on Shabbos? Hey, you take off a shoe, do a little spitting. Like, what's the problem? So he says, Shema yichtov shtar chalitza l'chalutza, because maybe you'll end up writing, it's a concern, you'll write the shtar chalitza for the chalutza, right? The chalutza has, to, you know, has the shtar that she's a chalutza, that she can go ahead and remarry. Maybe you'll go and write that on Shabbos. V'afil l'kvoa makon l'chalitza aser. And even establishing, coming before and establishing, let's say the Dayanim, establishing a place and a time for chalitza is also to do on Shabbos. Shelo yenira ki'ilu danim b'Shabbos, because it shouldn't appear that you're doing like din on Shabbos. V'yachol l'gvoa b'lele mo'tishat. But you could establish the time and place for chalitza, shetia chalitza b'yom rishon, that the chalitza should be on Sunday somewhere. V'yesh sorech gadol yachol l'gvoa, and if it's a great sorech to go ahead and establish the chalitza where it's going to be in time, you could do it when, and bein hashmashos, if it really has to be done then, on Erev Shabbos, al yom rishon, for Sunday. Im yifshar b'inyin acher, if it couldn't be done beforehand, obviously. Sifkat on chaf aleph, v'lo miyabmin, and also you don't do yibum. De bamesh miyabim, so what's the problem with yibum? Because yibum is a form of marriage, okay? V'lo miyabmin, because when you do yibum, like we saw yesterday, we're going to see it again today, coming up a little Kenisa L'Chuppah, that unlike Kiddushin, we saw yesterday the Kiddushin, even though it's a type of Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan of Mekach U'Memkar. And therefore the Isser in Kiddushin was a different Isser. It wasn't an Isser of Kenyan, right? It was a Gzeira Shema Yichtov. It wasn't that it was part of Mekach U'Memkar. But Nisuin, at Nisuin, which we're going to come up to, right, Ein Konsin, Nisuin, that is Kenyan of Mekach U'Memkar, because with the Nisuin comes also Yerusha, right? He gets his Zeichin Har Metzia, Har Maisi Yadayim. So that is a problem. And in Yibum also, Yibum accomplishes the same thing as Nisuin. So that's what he says. And this is like being kind of a Kenyan B'Shabbos. And also, Shema Yichtov Ksuva. Also, you might end up writing the Ksuva on Shabbos as well. Sif Katan Chav Beis, a Yomi guy. Superstark Yomi guy. Everyone's a Yomi guy, but now you just know it. They ain't Kainsin. And there is no Nisuin, even if there was already Kiddushin. Hainu Afilu Kidesh Osobevol Yom. Even if there was already Kiddushin on Friday. Also, lachnisa b'Shabbos l'chuppah. You can't bring her into the chuppah on Shabbos. The b'chuppah konosa l'kama dvarim. Because in chuppah, as we said, that's where you're konosa. You acquire her with respect to these memkach u'memker type kinyanim. Again, Yerusha, Metzia, Maisi Yadayim. Now, you'll ask, we mentioned this in yesterday's shir, if you heard it already. We've had a couple last week. We saw that there was marriage parties. There was Sudas Nisuin that used to happen on Friday night. So that's obviously talking about where the Kiddushin and the Chuppah happened on Friday. And then they used to double up the Sudas Shabbos with the Sudas Nisuin. But we saw even yesterday in Sifkaton Yud Tes that the Mishnah Berurah brings up that it's best to avoid such scenarios and really to avoid as much as you can weddings on Friday. So we don't really usually see too often today. If we do see weddings on Fridays today, it's usually very much in the morning, on a Friday morning, and they cover the whole Suda then as well. I get to see a Sudas Shabbos, which is a Sudas Nisuin Bezman Hazeh, but it used to be, they used to have it. Okay, let's now move on to the Vayter in the Shulchan Aruch. Velo Makdishin. What is Makdishin? Can't make things into Hekdesh. Velo Marichin. And you can't do what's called Erchin, which is where you go ahead and you donate the value of a person, yourself or someone else, to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's two types of valuations of a person. It's what's called Dmei Alai and Erech Alai. Dmei is how much the person would be worth in the Shuk. Erchin specifically refers to the amount he is based on his age. It's a fixed amount that you're donating based on the age of a person. It's a psukim in the Torah. So you can't do Makdishin, you can't do Marichin, and you can't do Machrimin. Velo Machrimin. Machrimin is where you go ahead and designate something, an item, for also Hekdesh. And we'll see, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah right now. Sifkan Chav Gimel. Velo Makdishin. You can't go ahead and make Hekdesh anything Shum Davar L'Gavoah. Now what's the problem? Why can't I go ahead and make something Hekdesh? Why can't I say Yomar Harezu Hekdesh? Why can't I say this behema is Hekdesh? Mishum Dekevan Shemakdish Vamiraso HaChefetz LeHekdesh. Because since he is making this item into Hekdesh, Hare Motzio Ba'amirazu HaChefetz Mirshuso L'Rishus Gavoah. Because the halacha is, when you go ahead and it's called in the Gemara Amiraso LeGavoah, that's what he means when he says, when you go ahead and you, when you go ahead and you verbalize that a certain item is going from your Rishus to the Rishus Gavoa, to the Rishus of Hekdesh, that is halachic equivalent of Mekach u'Mebkar. And therefore, because there's a transfer of Rishus from your Rishus to the Rishus of Hekdesh. Masha Ein Kein, he says, well, what do we do that's similar to Hekdesh? We do allow this on Shabbos. Lifsok tzedakah la'aniyim mutter. However, he says, to go ahead and commit tzedakah to aniyim, that is permissible on Shabbos, okay, because there you're not going ahead and actually making the transaction right now. See, unlike Hekdesh, what happens is when you go ahead and you're Makdish, the transfer occurs into Hekdesh. Here, right, it's like an appeal for aniyim. People make appeals and shuls. There's no actual transfer going on. And here, especially the mitzvah of tzedakah, so to go ahead and commit tzedakah to aniyim, that is permissible. V'kein, so many times people come into shul and make appeals for aniyim on Shabbos. V'kein kishiyomar harei alayla hekdesh kach v'kach. If you go ahead and you commit something for hekdesh without making it into hekdesh, that would be the equivalent gamkein mutter. Vayein le'el simin shinvav mishabura siv katu chavzayin. V'lo marichin kishiyomar, like we said, erki alay. You say, my erech, o erech ploni, or the erech of shlaimi fafel is alay. What are you doing? You're giving to Hekdesh according to your years, or that person's years, how old he is. The Havi, once again, can mekach u'mebkar, because it's being transferred. When you say Erki Alai, that's the equivalent of a transfer to Hekdesh. Chav Hei, velo Macharimin. Macharimin is also a type of Hekdesh, just using a different type of terminology. You're put behema o shum davar legavoa. You're designating a behema or something else also to Hekdesh. Sheyomar hare davar zecherem. Instead of using the lashon Hekdesh, it's called hare davar zecherem. Biakol mitam hanom lehel. It's all like the same thing, making things into Hekdesh. Umashe kasav. Now he goes on. We're going to see coming up. Let's now put your finger, hold your finger here in the Mishnah Berurah, and go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a second. The Shulchan Aruch continues on. Velo mafrishin shumos u'maisers. And also, you're not allowed to go ahead and take off trumos and maisers from tevel on Shabbos. Now, back to the Mishnah Berurah. U'mashe kasa velo mafrishin v'chulei. What's the problem with that? Number one, again, what's the problem with taking off trumos and maisers? Number one is shehu dome kimakdish osan peiros shehifrish. That is very similar to being makdish something, because when you do hafrashas, trumas, and maisers, you're being chal, what's being chal on it is a status of hekdesh, va'od, and also, shehu kimisakein davar shein mesukan. There's another problem with being makdish, trumas, and maisers. Beforehand, what was it? Tevel. It was something that could not be eaten by anybody. When you makdish, trumas, and maisers, then you make the chulin edible, and you make whatever the trumas and maisers edible to the kohanim and the levium. So that's like being misaken. What's the malacha of misaken? Make bepatish. Okay, maybe the rabbanon. It's kim misaken, or maybe mamish misaken. Davar she'el misukan. Bim avar vehifrish. And if a person was over and he took off trumas and maisers on Shabbos, bim mezid if he did it, lo yeachel. He cannot eat it. Bein lo, bein lacherim. Whether it's him or other people, ad motzei Shabbos until motzei Shabbos, mitam knas. Because of a knas, v'im haya b'shogeg mutter afilu lo miyad. But if it was b'shogeg, it would be permissible even to him immediately. Sif katan chavav trumas and maisris. So you can't think of trumas and maisris. V'hu adin. This is very, very relevant for women, okay? Who do this? V'hu adin chala. The same thing applies to being mafrish chala. V'ayin leel simreish samach aleph mishra brua sif katan dalid. Those yomi guys who were back there then. What do you do? What does a woman do? Which we can't get into right now, but this was discussed earlier. What does a woman do if the challahs are on the table on Shabbos and she remembers, oi, I wasn't mafrish challah. Now, a woman couldn't, let's say she wasn't mafrish challah from the dough. If it's before Shabbos, you can take all the challahs, put it in a basket and be mafrish after it was baked too. Problem is, on Shabbos, it can't be mafrish. So what do you do? That's not for now, but that's what he is referring back to. Sifkat on Chav Zayin, the Ain. Well, we got to go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ain Podin Haben, and also we do not do Pidyon Haben. Mishnah Brura Chav Zayin, the Ain Podin Afilu Bekli. Even if you don't using a actual coin, Sheshava Chamisha Slayim. My father-in-law, he's a Kayin. He has his whole folder that has the Chamesh Slayim. It has the Chamesh Slayim, the coins. Okay, but you can also do it. There's a Gemara in Kiddusha. You can also do Pidyon HaBen with something that's the equivalent, a Kli, that's the equivalent of Chamisha Slayim. Why can't you do the Pidyon HaBen? Once again, Shedome Le Mekach Umemkar. It's Dome Le Mekach Umemkar. By the way, you know, it's wild. You see how, like, we're talking about the Rabbanon of Mekach Umemkar. Mekach Umemkar is a Rabbanon. And all these things were included in the Mekach Umemkar. Ve'ein lomar yitein hamos lakoein be'erev Shabbos. And you can't say to give the mos when? On Erev Shabbos, the money to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos, u'kishiyagia yom shloshim v'yechad b'Shabbos, and on the 31st day, which is when you do the Pidyon HaBen, it lands on Shabbos, you can't do a shtick like that, where you give the money to the Kohen before Shabbos, and then when the Zman Pidya comes, there should be a chalois of the Pidyon, because you wouldn't be able to make the bracha on Erev Shabbos when you give him the money. Since the mitzvah is not chal yet, you can't say v'tzivanu if it's only the 30th day. And on Shabbos also you can't do it. You're not doing the Maisa Pidyon then. So therefore, that's not an option. Therefore, what do you do if day 31 falls out on Shabbos? Therefore, you wait until after Shabbos. It's wild. Like Mila, which is what? Mamish Mulacha. Dairaisa, the pasuk, it says if you have a Mila Bismana, you do it on Shabbos. Pidyon HaBen, only the Rabbanan, but you still can't do it on Shabbos because you can postpone it. You can postpone it till, okay, after Shabbos, vafilu im kalulo be'erev Shabbos choftes yom v'yud bei shos v'tavshin sadi gimel chalokim. You guys know what the chalokim are. You ever hear this when they do the bench to molad, the bench to shchodesh, the chalokim shosh hashad nechakala tav tav resh hey chalokim ki yadua. What he means to say is, let's say you had the full 29 days and 12 shows with the tavshin sadi gimel chalokim in between, which is the cheshbon shell, which is really, really, really the cheshbon of a chodesh. So you'll think, so it might not be the 31st day, but it passed the real chodesh, which is, again, we have 30 and 31, right? We have 30 and 31 being Rosh Chodesh, based on the fact that we go back and forth, because you can't get the exact chalokim and the exact hours, so that's why we go back to 30 and 31. But let's say you know you had the full, you know, 29 days, 12 hours, and tavshin sadi gimel chalokim, that's not still not going to be good. All right, which is the cheshbon shall kol chodesh and mischalik asher lo yudbeis chalokim b'shava. Afilu achi, no, lo yiftu, you should not do the pidyon b'yom shishi. Why? Lefisha chodesh sheba Torah, because halachic chodesh is still Shloshim Yom Shlemim. It's not the mitzias of, you know, 12 months split into 12 challah, like 12 sections. It's 30 or 31 days. So, and a basic chodesh, okay, is Shloshim Yom Shlemim. Therefore, you have to wait till the 31st day for Pidyon. Since the 31st day is Shabbos, Yidcha Arachar Shabbos, it gets postponed until after Shabbos. The Ein Megarshin, also get. A get is not given on Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chavches, Ein Megarshin, Afilu Beget, Shenechtav Kodim Shabbos. Even if the get was written before Shabbos, Shema Yavo L'Ksiva, maybe you'll come to Ksiva writing on Shabbos. Ella Imkain, except, when could you have a Girushin on Shabbos? Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ella Imkain, who get Shchiv Mara. If it's the get of someone on his deathbed, right? The Takif La Alma, meaning it's he's basically in the death throes, as the Takif La Alma means, then you could give a get. What's the shot? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Chav test, the Takif La Alma. Hainu, Sherotel Garish Ishto. Why does a person on his deathbed want to give a get? It's called the get of the Shchiv Mara. Anyone can guess? Why? Without looking at Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, because he doesn't want his Shlemi Fafel brother to do Yibum. So, Hayu Sherotel Lagarish Ishto, Kidei Shalot Tzakik Yibum. So she doesn't have to have Yibum with his brother Shlemi Fafel. Hitivilo Lagarish, they were Matir Girushin on Shabbos. Now, why? Why is it a big deal? Kidei Shalot Tarek Daito Alav. So the person who's dying shouldn't get all, you know, frazzled and worked up. In Lo Yasu Ritzono, they don't do his will. Umayri ba'ofen the lesvei psul mishum muktam, and obviously we're talking about where there's no psul of what's called muktam. You see, now that I have a date, an earlier date on a get, so how could you go ahead and then have it on Shabbos? You can't write the get on Shabbos. So how do you do it? Kigon, all right. Well, if we learn get next year, we'll get into this. Kigon shenichtav a get me'erev Shabbos lo nichtav bo zman hayom. You can pull the following shtick, where you can write again on Erev Shabbos without the actual Zman of the day, but what you could do, and it could have a BDF, get written this way, Kasav Bo Shavua Zustam, you write, this Shavua was when the get is, the Kasher B'Kai Gamma, because then it will be Kasher, because Shabbos is part of the Shavua, Kemosha Kasav Be'Evan Ezer Simen Kuv Chav Zayin, and back, let's finish up the Shulchan Aruch now, the Kulam Im Nasu Shogin, in all these cases, if it was done, all these things that we just had in this Simon from Dunin, Mikachin, Choltzin, Miyavnin, Kainzin, Makdid, all these things, if you did it, whether it be Shogeg or Mazid or Mutin, which is like a type of Shogeg, Masha Asu, Asui. What you did, you did. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, meaning it's going to be valid, even though it was Asur to do. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Lamid V'chulam, Akol HaMavu Arbisiv Zekai. It's referring to all the cases, Chutz, except for, as we said before, Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestris, to be out of the hell, that if you Mefrisha Memezid, by Trumas and Maestris, if you did it Memezid, then it's Asur Bo Bayom. You can't eat that stuff on Shabbos itself. Lamed Aleph, Shogegin, Shogeg, who could go, what's the case of Shogeg? Sheshachach Shayom Shabbos, where he forgot that day was Shabbos, or Shechashav Shazavadzeh Mutal Shazos, or he thought it wasn't Asur to do on Shabbos. Just one thing that the post can bring up, and we had it mamish this year in Maseches Pesachim. The post can all discuss is about focus. We showed him, Achronim. What about making something hefker on? Can you make something hefker on Shabbos? And we saw that that's a shaila. In the Rishonim, in the post can, the shaila being whether you could do a maisa hefker, because hefker, on one hand, you're going ahead and you're giving up ownership, but there's no what? There's no transfer. And that's a big shaila. Some say that the actual Isser of Hefker is the relinquishing of ownership. Sorry, the Isser of Mekachu Memker is just the relinquishing of ownership. Others have said, if you remember, the Isser was one of transfer, the Isser of transaction. So there's no transaction in Hefker, unless you say a Torah like Shia, that you're transacting into Rishus of Hefker. But this is a big shaila in the postgame, whether you could do a Maisa Hefker on Shabbos, where that's part of Mekachu Memker. Ad Kan.
What time did you just start?
Just 1 second. Oh, we start at